All right, guys, the CADcast crew is at E3 2014. We made it, and we just finished attending the Microsoft press conference. Shipwreck and I did. Hello, Shipwreck.
Hello, GBD.
Wombat just arrived from New York, but he did not attend the press conference, but he's here anyway.
Hello, GBD.
This is getting weird quickly. But all right, so let's talk about Microsoft. Their whole strategy this time was 90% of the conference was just games that are coming out this year. The last 10% were games that are coming out in next 2 years or so,
sometime
in the near future, or in the not so near future. And that was it. No like business data, none of that. No TV apps, no TV productions, none of that stuff. Just games.
They handled a lot of that beforehand. They were having like Major Nelson do interviews and stuff on the green carpet outside.
That was actually a good idea because you're sitting in the convention center, in the auditorium with really nothing to do for half an hour, and at least it was something to watch as opposed
to... Yeah, they would like tell you that Threes was coming out for Xbox One, which is not something that they're going to spend time on, even though it did show up, like
right.
A screen
or
of it.
Or a Killer Instinct character that I already forgot.
Yeah, or Happy Wars.
Happy Wars.
Yeah. Xbox One.
Free to
that was a good idea. I like that idea of the little pre-show, give you something to do, and small announcements.
I'm actually looking forward to Threes. The things I was able to read on my Twitter feed is that you can play it in the snap column.
Oh, okay.
So it just fits there. So you could be like watching TV, and my daughter actually likes Threes, so I could play it while watching TV.
Beautiful.
Sure.
All right. So the first game they showed was Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and
it was nuts.
It looks like Halo now.
It looks like Halo mixed with Killzone. It looked very much like the same color palette as like a Killzone game.
Wait, is it like a sci-fi?
Yes. Now you have a jetpack, you have Halo guns, laser.
Kind of a jump pack, I would say. Not a jetpack.
Well, it's the jetpack from Halo, but
but not quite.
It like, breaks your fall.
Breaks your
and
fall
lets you
and lets you jump
higher.
On top of buses.
Okay.
And then they had grenades that were like heat-seeking grenades.
So are you fighting dudes or are you fighting...
It was in South Korea.
There are dudes, there are like drone swarms, there are guys in mechs, there's spider tanks. I don't know. There was a lot of crazy stuff going on. There's shields that you can shoot laser guns through or something.
You know what else it had? Boom!
I'm sorry, I missed that. What is that?
Anyway, so then they went on to Forza 5. They announced Nürburgring is coming out today for free, and they showed Forza Horizon 2,
which had off-road stuff.
That was a rally. The rally pack was an add-on for the first one. You had to pay extra for rally, so maybe you don't have to pay. It's not DLC this time. But
You always have to pay.
I'm looking forward to Horizon 2. The first one was awesome. I finished it. Especially since Forza 5 was a little disappointing. Then they showed Evolve, which looks pretty awesome. That's Left 4 Dead with the monster.
We're going to see that. We have an appointment to see that, I think, on Thursday of this week. The thing they showed had them running a lot. It was like, four people, we're running this way.
Right, there's a monster going to be soon. It's coming. Up there it is! It looked good, though. I mean,
The trick with that game is if it's going to be fun to play as the monster. Like,
yeah,
if nobody wants to play as the monster.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of games where you play as big beasts, and it's like, okay, I hit the X button, and it moves one arm, then it moves the other. Like, Titanfall is probably an example where when you're in the Titan, and it's not always fun to be in the Titan.
I think it could be okay.
A Titan without guns, I guess.
Are there different monsters? I guess there's different monsters you can be. We'll find out Thursday.
That kicked off the, hey, we have four-player co-op games like crazy. It did the Assassin's Creed Unity, which looked pretty cool with the co-op.
Dude, so it takes... Did you see Assassin's Creed Unity at all?
No,
you know
I
anything?
Seen
so it
anything.
Takes place during the French Revolution.
That I knew.
And the scene that the demo that they showed, it was amazing because they had so many
assassins
and so many
attacking like one like French castle type of thing to go.
I just meant like the crowd, the mob.
Oh, so many. Yeah, so much.
So many characters on screen, and they had a scene where they just, you know, they killed a couple of guards and then the mob just rushed the castle gates. It was pretty impressive looking.
It still looked like you're going to be running up the side of a wall when you didn't need to, though. Like, it had the same exact Assassin's Creed.
You should talk to them about that. This is your big chance this year to fix it. Then they showed Wombat's favorite, Dragon Age Inquisition.
I saw exclusive content coming to the Xbox.
That was a big theme of the press conference, was that a lot of games have either content coming first to the Xbox.
Yeah, exclusive, which... When somebody says they have exclusive content, I just assume the other people have exclusive content, too.
It's just different.
It's just different hats.
Did they mention if things carry over, like decisions?
They didn't mention anything. It was just showing a trailer. It was a trailer, okay. And that was it.
It looked, it looked a little... Not great compared to the other stuff they were showing, as far as, like, how far along it was and quality-wise.
True. Sunset Overdrive came next with gameplay and a trailer. And that looks, I mean, I like the colors. The color palette looks really nice.
Super, super bright. All kinds of colors. It's got 8-player co-op mode as well.
8? Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was 8 players in the co-op mode. But that seemed like it was outside of the main game. Like, you had to go into a different mode to play it.
Could be.
Yeah, it looked cool. I'm still not convinced that game is going to do anything, like, sales-wise. Just because... Too cutesy. Yeah, like it just
cutesy doesn't sell.
It doesn't. It's the whole.
It's the heads coming off that sells.
Yeah,
we saw a lot of that.
There, it's the
laser guns.
That's coming out October 28th. Then they showed. Oh, that's hilarious. So they showed this DLC add-on pack for Dead Rising, where it's like an arcade beat 'em up.
Yeah, 4-player co-op arcade beat 'em up. That has, like, you can dress as all the different Capcom Street Fighter characters and, like, Mega Man and Captain Commando and all kinds of guys.
And they called it, like, Super Ultra Edition
Alpha EX.
Like, the title was, like, a joke long, and it got a really good reaction from the crowd.
And that's out now.
Yeah. Is it free?
No.
I would doubt it.
No, can't be free.
I thought I saw that in a tweet, but then again, I've been up for... 14 hours. So
I would feel like if it was free, they would have said that on the screen.
Yeah, it's free.
I was like, I couldn't remember if I just saw a tweet that said that, but again, what do I know?
Then they brought out Harmonix to show. They didn't show Fantasia.
They had a splash screen just as a title.
And they announced Just Dance as a download.
Dance Central.
Sorry.
Dance Central Spotlight is the new download only game where they said that they're going to be able to get songs into it quicker.
Right. So every week they'll have new songs.
Great.
It sounds like Rock Band. Well, they'll be able to pump out a lot of DLC for it. So
I don't think the word Kinect was ever said during the entire press conference.
It was not.
No?
It was not.
That's
not even
crazy.
Once.
That's crazy.
They showed Kinect stuff. Like, there was a few, like...
The word Kinect was not said, I
no,
don't think.
No, but...
Right? Well,
maybe in print, but I do not... We can see the teleprompter from where we were sitting at.
Somebody look into that who has a lot of free time. Then they showed Fable Legends... Wombat just stood up. Another 4-player co-op, but I don't know. It looks... Don't you just want a Fable game?
So is this a multiplayer only...
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Jam? Multiplayer only jam?
Yes.
It was the, hey, let's go get a quest and let's see what's over here.
So is it co-op multiplayer only?
Well, the thing is, you can be the enemy as well, and that is, you're more of like a dungeon master where you're setting up where enemies spawn from... And traps and that type of stuff.
It sounds very short term, like a multiplayer level, which would only be 20-30 minutes at a clip.
That's what it looks like.
That's disappointing.
I think you would be disappointed. I thought while I was watching it that this is not the Fable that Wombat wants.
All the t-shirts to get.
You didn't get to choose. They just gave you a t-shirt. It was probably still the best choice for you. They gave out free t-shirts at the end of the conference. Then they showed Project Spark and Conker is in it now. Okay. What? I tried that once and it was so laggy. I just turned it off.
It's a little slow.
I don't want to make games. I want to play games.
Yeah.
The same thing with the Fable. Like, I don't want to be the bad guy setting up a dungeon for people.
Then they showed an indie side scroller called Ori and the Blind Forest or something like that.
Something.
It looked like a Miyazaki movie. I thought the animation. But I don't know. It looked kind of cool.
It looked moody. It looked like it was supposed to make us sad.
It looked like Limbo-ish. Limbo-ish a little.
Well, there's a game coming out for the Limbo guys, too.
They showed that. Yeah, that was called Inside, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That looked really cool. It looked like you were breaking out of a prison or something.
Was that the one that had, like, the zombies?
No. That was the one that looked like Limbo.
What was the one with the zombies?
And they got... The zombies?
There was a kid that was walking and he was having to... Was that the one we just talked about?
Play Dead? I'm looking.
Play Dead is the guys that make Limbo.
Yeah. There was a game. I thought it was the Limbo game where he was acting like he was a zombie.
Oh, maybe. Or prisoner or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Prison anyway, zombie? It looked cool.
Halos.
What else? Halos. Halo the Master Chief Collection, including Halo 1 to 4 and all everything unlocked.
100 multiplayer maps.
They'll sell a few of those.
I've noticed already, just looking at this list, every time a game is 1080p, they mention that it's 1080p.
It means nothing.
I'm just saying, I find it interesting that it's...
But they need to say it's native 1080p. Because right. If you just say 1080p, everything is upscaled to 1080p. But yeah, it's misleading when they say that.
Yeah.
What else we got here? They showed up some indie stuff. The new Tomb Raider was announced. Rise of the Tomb Raider,
not until holiday 2015.
Yeah, now this came the part of the show where this is all stuff that's coming out next year, later than this year.
Right. Halo kind of wrapped up this year, and then they went to next year.
Which I thought was like they had a decent amount of exclusives.
There's a lot of stuff coming out for, whether it's exclusive or not, there's a lot of stuff that you can play on your Xbox One this fall.
Yes.
Which is not a bad thing. The game doesn't have to be exclusive for it to be good, you know.
True. What else? They also bringing back Phantom Dust, which I'm not familiar with at all.
I played that game. I had it on the Xbox. That was a $20 game, which is why I had it.
I remember. And people liked it. It's not bad.
It was very different for like an online multiplayer game. It was not a shooter.
No, you went and you like picked your skill set, and then you went into this like arena thing, and you fought usually one or two people. I think the offline mode had you could fight up to two people. It's been a long time since I played that game.
What else did they show? Then they showed some gameplay from The Division, Tom Clancy's The Division, which looked all right, and had some more four-player co-op with the people talking.
Always Tom Clancy's The Division?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looked okay.
They showed Witcher 3 as well.
Witcher 3, which also, it looked fine.
Sure, it'll have boobs in it.
Yeah, he was definitely coming back. There was this lady he met. He was definitely coming back later for sex.
Yeah.
He saved her. He's like, I got to go kill a griffin, but I'll be back to take my payment in the form of your vagina.
Do you know how many times I've said that today?
What?
I've just killed a griffin and
I'm ready for sex?
Yeah.
and it's so early.
If I had a nickel.
You still have plenty of day left.
There's plenty of griffins out there.
Platinum Games announced Scalebound, which...
It looked like... It had some Platinum Games like style to it, but it was all dragons and not Gaijin. What are the big monsters called?
Kaiju.
Yeah, it had Kaiju monsters. The main character was a Gaijin, but
and
Gaijin Kaiju. Yeah. That would be Shipwreck's game.
And then they showed Crackdown. They showed like a trailer, CG render of Crackdown,
which looked like it was 4-player co-op Crackdown.
Yep, there's definitely a theme. Co-Optimus must be excited for this E3. So
yeah, they must be excited.
Nick is very excited. And that's pretty much, I thought overall it was pretty good because they didn't really waste any time with anything that wasn't a game. So I still thought it was a little long, but maybe it's just me. But I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't sound like, they didn't screw anything up. That was pretty much the one thing they couldn't do was screw things up.
They gave out these lit up wristbands that were all synced together, so they were lighting up throughout the presentation and cutting off your circulation at the same time, which is because they were too small. Anyway.
Expand if you want it on that.
Mike, you know what? I was going to give one to my daughter.
It probably will fit her because it's pretty small.
I'll take it for her.
So overall... Ship, did you think it was a pretty good conference?
Yeah, it's good. It leaves the door open for Sony to any kind of surprise.
PS4, $300.
Right, like...
5-minute press conference.
There was nothing surprising about Microsoft's press conference, but it was solid.
But it was solid. Safe. Great. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. We will hit you up later tonight with our impressions of the Sony press conference. Thanks.